Public session, so we can now start recording and all the observers can be invited in. And again, I'll begin by expressing Joanna Perry's apologies for not being able to be with us today, but she's very much looking forward to working with each of you, and even though she's not here in body, she is here in spirit and has already contributed to the thinking underpinning the agenda both for this meeting and also thinking ahead for future meetings, particularly in June. At this meeting, we welcome a large number of new members, and even though our time is limited, I'd like each of you to just very briefly introduce yourself and the organisation that you are representing. So not a personal history or CV, but just so that we can identify who you are and who you're representing, and perhaps we'll move around in a clockwise direction. And according to my sheet, I think Goro, you are probably the first person on my left that is a new member. So please introduce yourself.
Okay, my name is Goro Kumagai, and I'm representing the Japan Securities Association, Securities Analysts Association Japan. Also, I'm working for the company called Mizuho Securities, and I have a sell-side and buy-side experience. So that basically I'm representing the Users Society of Japan. Thank you.
Thank you. Lothar?
Okay, just had to find the button to be heard. Sorry, my name is Lothar Weniger. I'm representing the CRAF, which is the Corporate Reporting Users Forum. As the name says already, it's a representation of investors and analysts of users. It's a global organization, and I'm in the German section of it. I've been in institutional research for the last 25 years or so and set up a number of teams at different investment banks over the years.
Jake?
I'll keep it moving. My name's Jake Green, and I represent Grant Thornton, a global auditor.
I think Anne, you're next.
Hello, my name's Anne Simpson. I work for CalPERS, the California Public Employees Retirement System, but I'm here representing the Council of Institutional Investors, which is an association of largely U.S. Institutional investors, public asset owners, labor funds, and corporate funds.
Stephen?
Yes, thank you. Stephen Taylor, and I'm here representing Deloitte.
Stephanie?
Yes, Stephanie Fox, and I'm here representing the International Federation of Accountants.
Okay. Peter?
Hello, I'm Peter Chambers. I'm here representing the Investment Management Association, the buy-side trade body in the UK. But it's probably also relevant that I'm a director of the Financial Reporting Council in the UK and a former member of the Supervisory Board of FRAG.
Linda.
Hi, I'm Linda Sullivan. I'm representing the Hub Group of International Insurance Companies, preparers from around the world.
Anita.
I'm Danita Osling, and I'm representing Ernst & Young.
I think the next one is Jens.
Good morning, Jens Freiberg. I'm representing BDO.
And a new member, but an old member, Surya.
Thanks, Charles. Surya Subramanian. I work with Emirates NBD, a financial institution in the Middle East, but here really to take the council's and the board's message to the Middle East stakeholders and bring the feedback here. I think it's the first time the Middle East has a representation here. I have been on this council before, some 3 years ago, representing Singapore and Asia at that time. Thank you.
Thank you. Igor, is he here? No. Olaf.
Hello, Olaf Jones. I work for Insurance Europe, and we represent the European insurance industry through our federation of members.
Micheline Dion, I'm here representing the International Actuarial Association, and I'm not an accountant.
Egbert.
Egbert Efting, I'm representing KPMG.
Is there anyone I've overlooked? Good. Welcome all of you. This is a very large influx in terms of the membership. I think nearly all of you were able to attend the induction session this morning, which hopefully will make it easier for you to assimilate into the council and make a very meaningful contribution. In terms of matters that were raised by the ISB at the previous meeting, the only one that is worth highlighting, because it is on our agenda today, is the paper to do with leasing. We in October had a presentation from Jan Engstrom giving us an update on where the development of the leasing standard was and what some of the potential roadblocks were and what some of the potential options were. And there is a specific paper that has come back to this council with some specific questions, and it's fair enough to say that the thinking of the board has evolved a little bit further from what was presented in October, and that thinking is reflected in the paper as presented for discussion by this council. I think that is all that I wanted to raise in terms of the introduction of new members and also highlighting matters that the board itself had raised at previous meetings. So I'll now pass over to Christoph.
Yeah. Welcome from my side as well. On the topic of topics raised with the trustees, we will have a separate session at 11:45 on the topic of interaction between the council and the trustees. That's why here we can only refer to that. On the communication side, you may have seen that there is a report from Paul Cherry on how the advisory council has evolved over the recent years. This was published on the IFRS website in January and certainly worth a read. It's supposed to be a start of a series of contributions by council members and the council chair to raise a profile of the council. So we had some debate on the website that's presenting the council, where in the past there wasn't a lot of prominence given to the council, and the staff has agreed to work on this, and this is this article that we are planned to be published on a more irregular, not very frequent basis. It's supposed to contribute to that. Another topic that's supposed to contribute is to provide more transparency on who is on the council and make people understand what great people we have here on the council. That's actually why AIDA is hunting us all for a photo and a short CV. So those of you who have not yet responded, it would be great if you could do so pretty soon, that we can make that up on the website. It would be unfortunate to have some empty slots when showing that, the full picture, I think, would be helpful.